This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Psalm 119, beginning in verse 161. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. As we look here in Psalm 161, we find, as we have in other sections of Psalms, of the Psalms, especially here in 119, we have essences of noticing those who are against him, and then reminders about how much he loves God's law and how much time he spends in it. He says here in verse 161, princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. We have the hardship, and then we have the response. His response to their persecution is he stands in awe of his word. He still respects and loves God's law. He does not lose hope in it. Verse 162, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. He says, I rejoice at your word. Notice what he says here, as one who finds great treasure. This tells us how he views God's word. It's a great treasure. Do we view God's word? Do we treat God's word that way, as a true treasure? Or is it something that gets in the way? Look in verse 163. Yes, 163. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. He hates the dishonest, but he loves God's law. God is always honest. God is always truthful. God never changes, neither does his law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. This tells us how often he thinks of God's law and how often he praises and thanks God. He says here seven times a day. This isn't boasting. He's just saying he loves God so much that he takes seven times a day to praise him. And he says, why? Because your righteous judgments. He praises God because his judgments are righteous, unlike that which we find in the world around us. Verse 165, he says, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Great peace have those who love your law. That tells us that those who do not love God's law, do not love his word and spend time in it, they're never going to find peace that can only come from God. He says, and nothing causes them to stumble. This isn't the idea that they are infallible, that they never commit wrong, but the idea that there's nothing that pushes them away from God, because when they do sin, we find here that God's law shows them the way to come back. In 166, he says, Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. He says, I hope for your salvation. This isn't the idea that, well, I hope I get to go to heaven. No, the idea there, his hope is in salvation. He hopes for his salvation. He longs for his salvation. He says, now do your commandments. Why? Because he's ready and he is waiting for that salvation, that we might say the ultimate salvation of going on to be with God and Christ and all the faithful in that heavenly home. This is not a hoping of, I hope this will happen. It's a longing for it in verse 166. He says in 167, my soul keeps your testimonies and I love them exceedingly. Why does he keep his testimonies? Why is it so easy, it would seem, here in this section? Because he loves them exceedingly. Remember, he also told us back in verse 161, his heart stands in awe of his word. It goes without saying, almost should go without saying here, that because he stands in awe of his word, he does his commandments, 166, and he loves his testimonies exceedingly there in verse 167. And then lastly, in verse 168, he says, I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. He keeps God's word, because why? Because God knows if he's going to keep them or not. God sees all that he does. He says, for all my ways are before you. His life is open before God. What does he want God to see? A servant who keeps his precepts and keeps his testimonies. Friends, let's be that same type of servant.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.